Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel
941. Molly, right, we just came out of Ed Sheeran, and just real quick, he's going to be here in town next Tuesday's the Big Ed Sheeran Show. Mm-hmm. Sold out. We got your last chance to win meet and greet tickets to meet him next Tuesday at the CenturyLink, and all you got to do is go to channel941.com. We're doing this fun Ed Sheeran lookalike contest, and you know,
and it right there,
anything that looks like him. You don't have to even go crazy.
There are people that have submitted already, so you can get an idea if you need to, right there on the thing, and it's kind of funny actually.
But you can't win if you don't submit. Yeah. So give it yourself a chance to win meet and greets to meet Ed Sheeran, and you get details on channel941.com. All right, Molly, what's happening in the news?
Well, the big thing is everybody's got eyes on the Caribbean as the most powerful Atlantic storm in recorded history has started hitting parts of that area as it makes its way towards Florida. Hurricane Irma, it is a Category 5 hurricane, and it's on its way to the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. According to an advisory set out this morning from the National Hurricane Center, Irma passed over St. Martin in the Leeward Islands. It had maximum sustained winds of 185 miles an hour, but even higher gusts. Now, the hurricane is continuing to move west by northwest at 16 miles an hour, which means that forecasters continue to say that the chances are increasing for Florida to be impacted by Irma's winds. The storm surge and the rainfall.
Oh my gosh.
It's too early to tell exactly what the hurricane will do. It could still veer off to the east, which would put it out into the Atlantic and just graze Florida, or you know, a straight on path. But the problem is that they're worried also if it curves west, that'll push it into the Gulf and what it'll do to that already.
Yeah, it's just hope they're wrong. You know, sometimes they're wrong. Let's get them to be wrong this time for everybody.
He will be wrong. I guess it's just the flattened buildings on St. Martin. Even their strongest, toughest buildings are saying it just flattened it. This thing is just major winds. Holy
smokes.
It's
a big monster out there.
Yeah.
Floridians, though, are preparing for the worst. Hurricane Irma is making its way there. They have evacuated. They've a mandatory evacuation of the Florida Keys. So guests, visitors, tourists have been asked to leave this morning. And then tonight, residents of the Florida Keys are being asked to start packing up and heading for the mainland. I guess emergency shelters won't be opened because they can't withstand Irma's winds and storm surge. So that's the big warning that's going out to a lot of people in the Keys. They're like, listen, we're not going to have any emergency places for you guys to go. We're saying, you know, move to the mainland as soon as you can. I know they show those mock-up models. I've never been to the Keys. You know, it's just a chain of little islands. But I would imagine that it could be easily overwhelmed if the storm surge comes through. The House could vote today on nearly an $8 billion aid package for victims of Hurricane Harvey. It's hard to believe, as we, you know, brace for Irma, that we are still sort of reeling from the effects of Hurricane Harvey that happened last week. So the majority leader from California plans to bring the $8 billion aid package to the floor. The money is the first helping of federal aid that's anticipated. The total $110 billion price tag on what is going to be the cleanup effort and recovery effort for Texas and the Gulf Coast from Hurricane Harvey. And big tech companies are out with a clear message. Don't mess with DACA. Apple and Microsoft, they're teaming up against President Trump's decision to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The companies have pledged to shield their affected employees who could face legal troubles or possible deportation. So Microsoft's president is urging Congress to quickly preserve the immigration program, even asking them to put it before tax reform. Congress has been given 6 months to address Trump's decision through legislation. The president has said that he will revisit DACA if Congress fails to act. So he wrote on Twitter that phasing out the program over 6 months gives Congress time to legalize DACA. He also noted that that was something that the Obama administration was unable to do. So Trump's tweet came hours after his administration announced yesterday that it was rolling back the Obama-era program that protects thousands of illegal immigrants who are brought here to the U.S. as children.
So if Apple and Microsoft want to, like, rebuke him, why don't they, like, you know, push to ban his Twitter account? When's that going to happen?
I don't know.
They'll ban. I mean, they ban people from Facebook and Twitter. They boot them off all the time.
Eventually, you would think that this would happen.
That'll be the headline. The president was banned from Twitter today for saying something.
That would be...
Why would you say
a
that?
A real weird moment. Danish toy maker Lego is cutting 8% of its workforce.
They're struggling.
The cuts.
Struggling. A lot of us didn't realize they nearly went out of business in 2004. The Legos that we grew up playing with... And then they realigned things, made movies, the video games, kids. I mean, that's what I know. My nephews, they play the video games nonstop. They go to the movies, but now they're struggling again. They got to make big cuts to stay alive.
I have to ask, as a mother of two small children, how that is possible. I feel like our household alone is personally responsible for like... A large percentage of the Lego. I mean, whenever we go to kids' birthday parties and you ask the parents like, hey, you know, what does the little guy want for, you know, it's always Legos. I mean, it's the go-to present for everyone. It's just crazy to think that they're hurting. I don't know how that's possible. They have a deal with Disney. So any of those movies like Star Wars or Frozen or any of that, Minecraft, all of it is... You know, Lego driven. I mean, it's just bizarre, but they're cutting 1,400 jobs and coming after a decline in revenue. So I don't know.
I mean, they just sell them anymore.
You go and they sell out all the time. I mean, they just rolled out, you know, there was that Force Friday, Star Wars unveiled all their new, and all their new Lego sets are out and it's totally the aisle. You hear all these kids, that's what I want. You know, I want. So I don't know.
The Chicago Museum of Science and Industry has a huge exhibit called Brick by Brick that's really popular. And it's,
it's Legos,
them taking
stuff.
Legos. Of course, it doesn't look like the Legos me and you built, like when you see those things.
Yeah. They're those
you go
crazy...
look at it and you're like, well, that just looks like a model.
Right.
Because it's so...
Well, they have these architecture sets like for high-end... I mean, you can go and you can see like they have these high-end Lego sets and it's still Lego. It's still that company, but it's... you could build the Eiffel Tower or you could build the Lincoln Monument. I mean, they have like monuments and architectural things from around the world that you can build. I mean, there are adults that do these things. I mean,
But I thought the creative aspect of Lego was having to make it look like what you wanted to do with limited Lego parts.
Yeah.
Right.
When they started to come out with prefab materials, well, now
it's a model.
You're just building a model.
That's all you're doing.
The Lego thing was, how do I make it look like a boat or a building or an airplane with that limited set that I have?
Right. And they still do that. I mean, that's one of the most frustrating things when I saw last week that they came out with the $800 Millennium Falcon set. It's the largest, most expensive set ever. I'm like, I would never buy it because it would be the Millennium Falcon for about a day. And then it would be absolutely shattered and Frankensteined and repurposed into whatever else. I mean,
and that's
all
what you want.
No, I know that is. But I'm just saying they get these sets, they build them. It doesn't stay that way. I mean, the people who keep them like that are like collectors who are like, look at my perfectly super glued, never going to break the Kraggle from like the movie. It's crazy glue, but it's called Kraggle, and it just makes things stay together.
Stay together, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two famous fashion houses are dropping underweight models from catwalk shows. Louis Vuitton and Kering made the decision after criticism that the images lead to eating disorders. So French fashion powerhouses are behind, they're behind brands like Christian Dior, Gucci, Givenchy, Yves Saint Laurent, Alexander McQueen, Stella McCartney, they're all now requiring female models to be at least a size 2.
Did you say Yves Saint Laurent?
Yves Saint Laurent.
Ah, okay.
Mm.
Three words. They're also going to prohibit men and women younger than 16 from modeling adult clothes. So this is a game changer for people who make their bread and butter walking.
I'm sure models are pissed. They're like, what the blank?
I know.
You know,
I love to eat. Eat
I love how they have to require female models to be at least a size 2.
I mean, how many times have people done this or put these supposed restrictions? I mean,
like
there have been issues
bunch.
With models since it seems like the beginning of time.
Well, I believe France, not that in recent history, passed a law where it was like you have to be a certain size or healthy enough to, because it became a problem, and obviously they're the seat of fashion.
Why don't they make it like boxing where they have to make weight?
Right.
Or you can't walk the runway. Did you eat today?
Mm-hmm.
How many cigarettes did you smoke in the last hour? Are you drunk? How much cocaine is in your system?
Red Bull, all that.
There's a weigh-in before they walk the runway.
Yes. Well, these big powerhouse, I mean, these are big fashion houses, and I mean, their shows command a lot of respect, and other people will follow suit. So I don't know what that will mean to the whole modeling industry. All these girls are going to have to
What would Derek Zoolander eating. Say?
Exactly.
Him and Hansel.
Hansel.
We're going to lose our jobs to, like, I heard, like, fat people.
He's so hot right now. This is a Tinder date disaster of epic proportions. God bless. This happened in England. There's a man who is seeking money for a new bathroom window after his Tinder date got stuck while attempting to clean up an embarrassing bathroom accident. This guy has launched a GoFundMe page and retold the bizarre story that occurred after his date had trouble flushing his toilet. Apparently, she went into his bathroom and had to do a deuce and wasn't able to flush.
Wow.
And so she panicked and she tried to throw it out the window.
Oh,
well,
come on.
I'm not kidding.
Zero get this breakfast stuff. Sandwiches.
Where do you get that stuff?
Thanks for cleaning it up. I think everybody's run into that thing. I think you get like nervous. You have a meal. You go on a date.
You plug it.
Dumb and Dumber.
I've done that Dumb and Dumber. You get back to replace. I had it once on, I think it was St. Paddy's Day.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You know, and you're hoping you're the bathroom away from, you know, sight and sound.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah. Sight and sound.
Worst is you go back to somebody's place, they live in a studio apartment.
Believe me, a lot of people have run into this. So this gal, panicked and tried to crawl out the window?
No. She didn't try to crawl out the window. This is the deal. She panicked. She tried to throw it out the window. It got stuck. So she had to go and tell the guy. She's like, I am embarrassed, but I did all of this and now it's stuck and I think I can get it, but I have to like squeeze out the window. Will you help me?
Yeah, what do you mean? It's stuck.
There's like a double glaze. There's a narrow gap between this guy's house and a non-opening double glazed window. And she didn't notice
double
that.
Double glazed now. This is horrible.
Gross.
So she climbs up. She squeezes through. She gets it. She pulls it back. She hands it to him. He takes care of it. But then now the worst part of all of this is she's stuck. And they can't get her out of the window. So they have to call.
So like firemen have to show up.
Yes.
Right.
So this is now, in addition to her just being horribly, obviously scorched the earth embarrassed because this has happened and she's had to admit it to at least one human. Now she's had to admit it to an entire fire brigade.
Yeah.
So they were all on the scene to help. The helpful rescue crews were forced they had to decimate the window. They had to like break it up in order to get her out. So he's been doing a GoFundMe page to raise money to fix the window.
Jeez, really?
It's just horrifying.
GoFundMe.
Really? You guys never had a panicky bathroom incident on a date or a girlfriend?
Oh man, I'm history of taking off. I'd just leave and go, you know, to the store and then come back if I have to. You know, I've done that.
I mean, it's just a nightmare. You don't have the ability to use your bodily functions on a date.
So
if your body chooses otherwise, you're like, this can't happen.
No.
This can't happen. Not now, but it's usually the guy on a date with a gal. But sometimes, I'm sure you ladies, it's even 100 times worse that ladies are like, oh my God. Guys don't even know we do this. And you have to do it at our place because I think people get nervous.
Yeah.
And you get tummy issues and you both go out on a date. I get it why women never want to eat on a date.
Now I get it. Yeah, I never thought of it like that. So
I'm good. She's like, I just don't want anything weird to happen. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Big Party Show.
streaming now.
I get it on my phone.
I listen on my tablet.
I listen online
all the time.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right. Hello. Who's this? What's up?
Hi. I was calling about Hurricane Irma.
You bet.
So my sister, my little sister, actually lives down on St. Kitts, which is in the Leeward Islands.
Yeah.
And so she got hit at about 4 o'clock this morning, our time. And at first, our family, we weren't too panicked because we kept hearing Leeward Islands. We didn't know where that was. We were like, well, where is that in relation to her? And it turns out, like, basically, if the Leeward Islands are Hawaii, she would have lived on Maui, is kind of how it equates. So, yeah, it was a new experience. I mean, she's from the Midwest where, you know, tornadoes are nothing. But when it comes to hurricanes, it's a whole other ball game. So she... We received word that she's safe, but they have no power, and they don't know when they'll get power back. But the main reason I was calling was because I don't think people realize how many Americans actually live in the Leeward Islands.
Now, what does she do down there? What's your sister do?
She's in school, actually.
Okay.
Interesting, so really?
She's in vet school, and there's two medical schools on her island as well. So it is, I'd say the island's probably 80% American.
Now, is that one of those deals? I know veterinary school is really long and expensive, like all med school. Is it like a cheaper way to do it? And I don't mean any offense to the program, but is that the ideal way to do it?
It's an expedited program.
Okay, it's expedited.
It goes year-round. Yeah, so she's actually done in 2.5 years as opposed to 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that's not a bad plan.
No.
Go become a vet.
No. So it came down between... Ross, where she's going, and MU. And she said, well, I can't get back time. I'll go to Ross. Now, she may be regretting that decision today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, how did they get word out to you?
Well, her phone has battery power for now, but she'll lose her battery pretty soon. So, yeah, the school is supposed to set up a hotline. I don't know. We're still kind of just playing it by ear, but they boarded up all the windows, went to friends' houses, that sort of thing.
God, that's so scary, though. I mean,
it really is. She just flew back last Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Because the school said, no need to panic. Come on back. There's no watches, no warnings. She gets back on Friday then because she went through Miami. Gets there on Friday. On Sunday, the school sends an email. It says, yeah, we're going to wait until Thursday to start school now. So, yeah, and it's only about 18 miles wide at its widest. It's kind of shaped like a turkey leg.
Okay, so there's
tiny.
No report on how bad it was hit or anything yet? Or?
I saw a couple of videos on Twitter, and it looks like pretty bad rains, but they aren't allowed to go outside yet.
Okay.
Was the last I heard. So she doesn't know how her house is. They don't know the school's right on the beach, so who knows?
See, that would be even tougher because you're boarded up and you don't know. All you do is hear. It's not like you can pop
it's like
your
you're
head
hiding
out.
From zombies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your sister's name?
Her name's Elena.
Elena.
Ooh, Elena.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, she just kind of grabbed whatever she could. She grabbed, like, her pillows and medicine and her laptop and kind of ran out the door to go to an apartment.
Yeah, that's
how
what they say.
That?
You know, make sure. I was just reading a checklist that they're recommending for people down in Florida and, you know, batteries, medicine, just little things like that I don't know, you might not think about, you know. So,
stuff that you're going to need.
Yeah.
I know. It's so weird to think.
And like I said, you know, tornadoes, I think we're all kind of like, meh, about those. But when they talk about 26-foot waves hitting places, and then you're like, wow, so do I want to drown or do I want to be lifted up in the air? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
I'm still
scary,
wondering though. Why we're all not becoming vets in the Caribbean. I'm now questioning every decision.
I question my life choices every day.
I've ever made.
I know.
I like
how
dogs.
Did I miss that?
I can suffer cats.
She sends me great pictures of, like, monkeys on her campus. And then she says, I'm in a hurricane category 5. And I think, you know what? I'm going to stay put right here for
now. Like, I'm good.
Just for
now. You know what? I'm okay. I'm good.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
Dr. Jeff, the veterinarian. Mm-hmm. Got his training in paradise. How fun. Hey, well, thanks for calling. Can you keep us kind of posted on her and everything like that?
Yeah. Okay. If I hear more updates or pictures or anything, I'll send them your way.
Yeah, okay. We want to know how Elena's doing. But so far, okay.
So far, okay. She sent me a text this morning that just said nonchalantly, good morning.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay. That's how we're playing it.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for sharing. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Said her sister's down in the Leeward Islands, which they just got zipped by the hurricane as it moves on.
Yeah.
Hurricane Irma. She be mad. Angry. Wow.
I just think that that's got to just be so chilling to be, you're like, okay, well, you know, I mean, you just have to shelter in place. I mean, that's just all you can do if you didn't evacuate and just wait.
Yeah, my stepfather, he was in one once in, it was Mexico. And he said it was weird because he showed me the photos. The photos were of paradise and then the day after. And they had to hold the door shut and everything like that. But as soon as they opened, they're able to leave, it was like everything was decimated, just gone. So, yeah, it's...
God,
yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is, totally.
They're so funny.
Love you guys.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Hurricane Harvey is set to have a telethon this Tuesday, September 12th, airing live on U.S. Networks across the country. It's going to be 7 o'clock, just 1 hour, but man, oh man, are the A-listers coming out. It's called Hand in Hand, a benefit for Hurricane Harvey. But as these news reports of Hurricane Irma and the intensity it's picking up in the Caribbean, we might have a twofer on our hands.
So that's the thing. It's going to be on all the networks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody gets it. And it's going to benefit some, it looks like some pretty good local charities. Like they're letting the people in Houston pick. So,
oh, they are. Okay.
So all the money will benefit United Way of Greater Houston, Habitat for Humanity, Save the Children, Direct Relief and Feeding Texas and the Mayor's Fund for Hurricane Harvey Relief.
Mm-hmm. So, which is good. You know, a lot of those local ones have less overhead. And so it really does get directly to the people affected. It's less, you know, less channels for it to go through. But the names that you're going to see, it's going to be happening in three different locations. The event will take place in Times Square in New York, Universal Studios in Hollywood, and the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Country legend George Strait will perform from San Antonio. I guess we're going to have George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Blake Shelton, Reese Witherspoon, Oprah Winfrey, Barbara Streisand, Beyonce, Jamie Foxx.
Everybody's list, coming.
I know.
Huh?
Matthew McConaughey, you know, he's a Texan. So, yeah, a lot of people are going to be on hand to help raise money and raise awareness. Tonight Show donated $1 million to the Hurricane Harvey relief. So people are still stepping up and trying to give, but it's going to be a long road to recovery. That seems to be what everybody keeps saying. It's like, this isn't going to be a flip a switch and it's all set.
Better.
Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes, they have. There's been whispers for years that these two are an A-list Hollywood couple, but have never come out in the public as such. And then all of a sudden, TMZ catches them holding hands while taking a romantic beach walk on Labor Day.
Almost like stage.
It does.
It has their...
They both look, you know, like they both look really cool. They're both wearing hats walking on the beach in Malibu. So maybe this is her finally being like, look, we're going to go take a picture and you're going to go along with me.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know how they stay out of, how are Hold they not ever photographed together? What are they, Superman?
Yeah, they never are, and they don't have anything of them holding hands, walking down. How romantic.
How unromantic to be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
Right.
Could you imagine if you were trying to keep your current relationship a secret, and so to pull that off, we can't ever be next to each other holding hands? How annoying
think
that would
be
get?
That'd be offensive, you'd think, to one of them, the other one. A little bit, wouldn't it? You'd be like, hey.
I mean, unless they're both burned, you know, it must be mutual.
Yeah, they're both been burned.
You know, she's been burned by all the Tom Cruise attention that they're both like, I don't, you know, we hate the paparazzi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's not give them the photo.
Right.
But now they can't help it. Holding hands, splashing in the surf. All the things lovers do.
She's like holding a can of something, like some sparkling water or whatnot. The Dancing with the Stars season 25 lineup has been unveiled. That is going to be premiering on ABC September 18th. And it's a whole lot of people that are supposedly famous, but names of which I don't necessarily know. But NFL star Terrell Owens is the big one that they're talking about. He's going to hit the dance floor with Cheryl Burke. You know, she's coming out of retirement. Nick Lachey, his wife Vanessa Lachey. I guess there's going to be singer Jordan Fisher is going to be there. Frankie Muniz, remember him? Pretty Little Liars alum Sasha Pietri.
No, Rashad. What was that last
yes.
one?
Pietris? I don't know. Come on now. Come with some slack. Former NFL pro Rashad Jennings. So there's like a whole lot of former athletes, it seems like, in this one. More so than people that you might know from... Like NBA player Derek Fisher.
It's a whole lot of who answered the phone.
I just love that bit on Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, you get that call and you're like, not today. And it's Dancing with the Stars where he's like standing there pretending to be winded as he listens to the judges. Dave Chappelle's amazing. But yeah, I guess this is going to be a lot of former athletes. Some
who answered?
Well, I think they just now they take it as they're like, look, we'll make a star out of whoever we pick.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. bet.
You'll all get you to do is win. You'll get to know them. They know their audience. Yeah.
You'll right. get to know them real fast. Isn't that the part that you like the most, Molly? The beginning
the,
of it?
Where, yes, the okay. everybody, the getting to know you. I like those first couple of weeks just because it's like all the people and they're you're I getting to know them.
Debbie Gibson stands out. You know, yes. people assume she'll do her songs. Or Out yeah. of the Blue or what was, mm-hmm. I Think We're Alone Now. Was she that? Or that was Tiffany.
No, that was Tiffany.
Who did Debbie Gibson sing? Hell, man, I
Electric
don't know.
Blue. Oh. What was that one, right?
I don't know, my friend. This weekend in theaters, It is going to be rolling out as if we didn't get enough clown scares from last night's American Horror Story cult season premiere. It's all about clowns and how creepy they are this fall. So somebody in Pennsylvania is apparently trying to freak people out before Stephen King's It hits theaters this week. I guess somebody has posted all over Facebook helium balloons tied to sewer grates.
We know this.
Mm-hmm.
Only in my dreams.
All right, so yeah, It comes out, I think, in local theaters at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
This is going to be good.
They showed in the new trailer. So if you watch American Horror Story, they were like, and now an exclusive long form new commercial. Mm-hmm. And they showed a clip I hadn't seen before.
Okay.
Of Pennywise. So you're like, ooh, that's a little bit more of a reveal. They showed two more big clips of
the clown.
Pretty spooky.
Like, yeah.
Like one, he's
stuff.
Really tall.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of a shapeshifter.
Is he going to be like, I guess.
So there's like a girl in her bedroom and she turns around and he's from the floor to the ceiling.
So it's like a Freddy Krueger kind of deal, right? I mean,
you know what? Why don't you just let Pennywise come to you?
He'll come to you only in your dreams. And some new music from Michael Jackson's coming out later this month. It's called the Scream Collection, coming out September 29th. 13-track set features Thriller, Dirty Diana, and a new bonus track called Blood on the Dance Floor.
So that's new. Otherwise, we can find all of this.
It's just all remixed, repackaged. It's cool. The Smith song all. But yeah, official Michael Jackson Scream album celebrations will take place this fall in six major cities. Everybody's, you know, loves.
Well, we want to find that track. So what's it called that we've never heard before?
Blood on the Dance Floor.
Blood on the Dance Floor, X Dangerous.
X Dangerous, okay.
Mm-hmm. It will also be offered as an instant free track with pre-orders of Scream. So apparently you can get it earlier, but like there's going to be, it's going to be mashup premiered on Shazam. We'll see. But new, I mean, you know, a whole new collection for Michael Jackson fans. It's brought to you by the estate of Michael Jackson.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.